According to USDA's crop progress report from Monday, statewide ratings peg 63% of corn and soybeans in good to excellent condition. The yards were starting to get brown to our spot, for the most part. What the guys have seen and what we have seen, it seems like it is below the ear leaf at this point, Henderson observes, adding that proactive fungicide applications have been a priority for local growers aiming to protect their yield potential. With sound agronomic management, solid stand counts, and timely late-season rains, Indiana farmers are well-positioned to finish the season strong. As July draws to a close, Indiana's corn and soybean crops are making a strong push. According to USDA's crop progress report from Monday, statewide ratings peg 63% of corn and soybeans in good to excellent condition. For farmers farming the fertile soils of north-central Indiana, those numbers aren't just statistics, they mirror what's happening in the field. Austin Henderson, who farms near Sharpsville and owns Henderson Ag Advantage, likes what he sees across Tipton County and surrounding areas. Locally here in, you know, north-central, central Tipton County, we probably have one of the better crops that I have seen in my career, Henderson notes. But I think we have an absolutely excellent crop growing. The summer growing season hasn't been without its hurdles. Storms sweeping across central Indiana on Monday that brought heavy winds and timely moisture, relieving fields that were beginning to show stress. We were running out of gas in the tank proverbially there, Henderson explains regarding the dry conditions leading up to the storms. The yards were starting to get brown and it was time for a rain, for sure. While Monday evening storms delivered much-needed precipitation, they also brought high winds through parts of the region. Fortunately, structural crop damage has remained minimal. There was a little bit of wind damage Monday night, nothing too severe that I've heard of, at least from many of our customers here locally, Henderson says. With crops progressing rapidly, disease management has moved front and center. Henderson points out that gray leaf spot is currently the most prominent fungus making its presence felt in the canopy. Tar spot, for the most part, what the guys have seen and what we have seen. It seems like it is below the ear leaf at this point, Henderson observes, adding that proactive fungicide applications have been a priority for local growers aiming to protect their yield potential. Fall time standability is huge. You never know what fall weather is going to bring, and it's pretty economical to go out there with a good quality fungicide and make that investment. On the weed management front, producers continue to face pressure from resilient weeds like waterhemp. Henderson stresses that staying ahead of escapes requires a strategic, multi-layered approach rather than a reactive mindset. With the advent of waterhemp, you know, it's always a topic of discussion, Henderson says. We have to overlay those residuals. We have to have a group 15 out there to help carry the weight, to keep the waterhemp at bay. As August approaches, a critical month for determining soybean pod fill and final yield outcomes, Henderson remains optimistic about the overall health of local acres. With sound agronomic management, solid stand counts, and timely late-season rains, Indiana farmers are well-positioned to finish the season strong.